Today, a new breed of radio receiver went on the market, the digital radio. This is not satellite radio, which beams special pay channels down to special receivers. This is a set that will pick up today's radio stations if they choose to send out programming for free in the digital format of the future. Not very many radio stations are actually doing this yet, but presumably they will make the transition in time. So we have asked Skip Peasy, broadcast audio maven, to explain digital radio to us. Skip writes a column for Radio World magazine. He also works for Microsoft in digital media. Welcome once again, Skip.
Thanks, Robert.
And explain to us, what is the difference between digital radio and, say, today's FM radio signals?
Well, I think the most noticeable change will come for AM radio stations, where there'll be a significant audible improvement in the audio quality. FM signals will be less noticeably improved, but to some extent, for folks that have good systems and good ears, they'll hear some difference. And there will also be some additional text display on the radio panel. It may include things like the artist and song title that's playing at the moment, that kind of thing.
So with digital technology, the radio station would have more bandwidth to play with here? Is that what's happening?
Well, the clever thing about this system is that it does use the existing spectrum that broadcasters already have in this country for both AM and FM, and it squeezes the new digital signals alongside the existing analog signals so that the old radios still work and the new systems will also work. Unfortunately, because of that, it's constrained to not be able to do a whole lot because there's not much bandwidth there to work with. There are other systems being developed for digital radio elsewhere in the world, including as close as Canada, where the new systems were given completely new spectrum to work with, so they had a little more freedom and flexibility and as a result, a little more functionality that's being developed. But given the American environment and the desire for broadcasters to kind of keep their existing positions on the dial and so forth, this is a kind of a clever, although somewhat technically challenging and constrained system.
What do people who talk about digital radio mean when they say there is no static? It's either there or it's not there? I mean, the signal is either there or not there? How is it different from what we now hear on the radio?
Well, analog broadcasting does suffer both in AM and FM in slightly different ways from interference. And so these artifacts are things that the digital signal will be essentially free from. And as you say, it'll either sound perfect or you won't get it at all.
This will take a long time, this transition. When I add up the cars and the clock radios and the portable radios and the Walkman-style radios and the stereo console radio, it would take forever for me to convert to a new kind of radio.
It could, and that's the expectation. And in fact, that's kind of built into the plan of the system to allow the two formats to essentially coexist for a significant time. There's no spectrum to be harvested like there is in the digital television world, so there's no pressure for the new system to come into play and the old system to go away. It's really sort of a voluntary process for both the broadcasters and the consumers, and the market will essentially drive this transition. I don't think we'll see analog FM go away within our lifetimes. Perhaps AM may make the full conversion to digital soon.
Skip Peasy, thank you very much for talking with us today.
My pleasure, Robert. Thanks.
Skip Peasy, who writes a column for Radio World magazine and works for Microsoft in the digital technologies field.